about Dylan.
Why?
He's just different.
I have something to show you.
There are references to Bagul across all cultures. Some believe that it fed off of the corruption of innocence. There are always three things in common. There's a murdered family, a house, and some form of offering.
Okay, here's the deal. The first Sinister was a fresh and chilling horror tale. However, once the secret is revealed in the movie, it becomes impossible to recreate the same suspense with a sequel. Not that Hollywood didn't try. In Sinister 2, Deputy So-and-So from the first film is on a mission to destroy the houses where the child-eating demon Bagul manifests. He runs into a mother and her twins in one of the homes, discovering they are on the run from an abusive yet politically powerful husband. As he suspects, Bagul is trying to coerce the children into doing its murderous bidding. There are some bold choices made in Sinister 2, but they don't always pan out. It was a neat idea to tell part of the story from the child's angle to see how Bagul gets his claws into him, however this never quite has the impact it should. Much like we saw with the Saw sequel, Sinister 2 ups the ante in the grisly deaths that Bagul causes. Sinister 2 isn't as bad as it could be, but it's also a huge step down from the quality of the first film. Sinister 2 gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.